Most people think medical technology means big scanners that take pictures of internal organs or machines that breathe for patients. But even more vital are the computers that bind modern medical centers together. So when a Harvard teaching hospital's entire computer system failed recently, it wasn't just a local crisis. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, it's a warning to hospitals everywhere.
On a typical day, the computer network at Boston's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center moves 40 terabytes of data. That equals 40 libraries of Congress. Doctors use it whenever they order a prescription or change in treatment. Nurses use it to get minute-by-minute records of patients' vital signs. It sends the bills. Richard Schwartzstein, a lung specialist, taps on a keyboard in an intensive care unit and retrieves a patient's entire history.
Beth Israel was perhaps the first hospital to have a clinical computing system like this. This is a patient of mine who has asthma and actually was recently in the hospital for cardiac bypass surgery. I can pull up the pulmonary function test that the patient had.
Schwartzstein can even log on at home and see how patients are doing in the ICU. But on one recent Wednesday afternoon, the system slowed way down. Then it crashed, totally. Its handlers got it functioning again, only to have it fail again and again. Rumors started flying that many Boston hospitals were under cyber attack. Dr. John Halamka, who is chief information officer at Beth Israel Deaconess, wondered himself. But he says the rumors were wrong.
A researcher, purely innocent, there was nothing of a virus nature or a malicious attack, launched a piece of software.
The hapless researcher was using a medical version of Napster to exchange data with colleagues' computers.
In this case, he tried to exchange about 4 gigabytes of information, a very large amount of information, and it propagated throughout the network in such a way that it began to flood the network.
In retrospect, Halamka says it was a disaster waiting to happen. Halamka acknowledges that the medical center hadn't upgraded its computer hardware for several years.
The critical missing element is that our network, over years, did not adapt and did not have the technical sophistication that the changes in the environment required. And what's interesting is we're not alone.
Hospital computer experts say institutions all over the country are getting by with jury-rigged computer networks. Doctors and nurses depend on these systems every day without a thought, until they melt down. Schwartzstein says the first scary time was
when we were half on the computers and half off the computers. And I was more concerned, as were many people, that orders might get missed because an order might have been placed in the computer and then the computer system went down before the order was taken off by a nurse or by the pharmacy.
The danger that things might slip through the cracks led hospital officials to shut down the computer network altogether. That meant all medical transactions had to be conducted the old-fashioned way in a blizzard of paper. Hospital Administrator Michael Epstein.
On Saturday morning, I was sitting in the command center with a pile of microbiology reports and the roster, putting the patient's bed floor on each report so that they could be hand-carried by our sneaker net system to the patient floor.
Sneaker net? That's what Epstein calls an army of sneaker-clad administrators, including the medical center's CEO, who ran lab results and medical records around the hospital's 2 campuses. Gina McCormick, who runs the hospital's clinical lab, stands beside a robot that shuffles tubes of blood among carousels. Normally, the machine feeds results directly into a computer, but for 4 tense days, it all had to be done by hand. A single mistake could cost a life.
So if it was a red top tube, I was taking the labels that said red top tube, slapping them on the requisition, putting them on the specimen, making certain that every single specimen matched every single piece of paper.
Lab techs had to spot life-threatening results and phone those right away to the wards and ICUs. As far as hospital officials know, no serious mishaps occurred over the 96 hours the network was out of commission. Schwartzstein, the lung specialist, says the crisis even had some redeeming features.
There's been a tendency as technology has become more and more important in medicine for people to rely on the technology. Rather than listen to the heart, we get echocardiograms, or rather than listen to the lungs, we get chest x-rays and CAT scans.
Caregivers literally did more hands-on care, using their eyes, ears, and sense of touch more than usual. but there was a sense of relief all around when the computers blinked back on. Survivors of the meltdown say they appreciate more than ever how computers make for care that's safer and a whole lot more efficient. But they're advising colleagues around the country to have a plan to do without them at a moment's notice. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.